Right now, top story this morning. Hundreds of volunteers are being recruited to help with four major Olympic events being put on in Surrey this summer. The county council's after people to help with the cycle road races, there are two of those, the time trial and the torch relay, making four. One of their jobs will be to encourage visitors to see local attractions whilst they're here for the games. Our reporter Lakshmi Gopala Krishnan went into Guildford, where she found some of the poshest people in the country and asked them what part of Surrey they'd recommend.
Well, Guildford for one. Surrey is a very lovely county, isn't it?
National Trust places. Oh, Posen Lazy, but Brockett's Farm for the kids.
Grisley. Clendon Park.
Guildford, obviously.
Yeah. Newlands Corner, that's nice. Cheapley's around there. Dorking, Leatherhead.
Anywhere in Surrey.
The castle down there is quite nice and local.
I absolutely adore Guildford. I love the whole area.
I like going to Paines Hill Park.
Spectrum for ice skating, it's really good.
Well, there's the castle area, lovely. The museum is absolutely fabulous.
Somewhere around Shear or the Surrey Hills.
Polston Lacey.
The walking on the hills. Box Hill.
I like Guildford. I like walking in a little village called Compton.
The Surrey Hills are quite marvellous. And the cathedral. I love, there we are. That covered the whole of Surrey.
So the volunteers will act as ambassadors and line the routes of the Olympic cycle races and the torch relay. Delise Saliagopoulos from Surrey County Council is looking after all things Olympics in the county. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, good morning.
Has your excitement reached fever pitch yet? I must admit, I'm not yet that enthused about the Olympics. I'm sure by the time it comes round, I'll be in fever pitch, but you need people to get excited and enthused now for them to become volunteers, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, it's a really fantastic opportunity. I mean, we need 450 enthusiastic residents to volunteer as our Surrey ambassadors. And that's for also for the cycling events and the torch relay. And actually, these volunteers will be absolutely vital. I was just listening to some of the residents from Guildford. They didn't say Thorpe Park.
Why should they?
Well, if you want to appeal to the younger people, that's what they might want to do, so you can we can steer them in that direction. Anyway.
So, in terms of what the volunteers are actually going to be required to do, what would you have them... What would you have? I'm hoping that you get to wear a fluorescent tabard and point people in directions. Is that at least half of it? Or is it going to be a uniform?
Yes, there will be a uniform, actually. And the volunteers will be at sort of key locations along the cycle route and at railway stations. And what we want them to do is give directions, provide information, and as we've just discussed, encourage spectators to visit local attractions. And the great thing as well, Nick, is that they will meet people from all over the world. It's only a half-day training, and if you think about it, some of these people can actually put that down on their CV. So that's a pretty good thing to have on your CV, I think.
And also it's nice to be nice, isn't it, meeting people and saying hello and being helpful and proud of your county. What are the rules? What sort of people are you looking for? Is there an age limit?
Yeah, that's very important. Well, they need to be 18 or over.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're asking people to commit to 2 days at least of 5 hours between the 20th of July and the 1st of August. The applications will close on the 31st of January. People can apply online, or you can go into a library and get the information there. Sort of informal interviews we'll be holding, and then, as I said, a half-day training, which will give you'll get information on the games and events. Now, some libraries that are available for the people to go into: Byfleet, Cobham, Dorking, Esher, Leatherhead, Wharton-on-Thames, and Weybridge. They can actually go into those libraries and get that information.
Wonderful. Denise, let's speak to Barry Rutherford. Barry, you were a volunteer at the Sydney Olympics, and I do remember all the sports writers at the time saying one of the things that made the Sydney Olympics for them was the attitude of the volunteers. What was it like to be part of it, and what was the atmosphere like, Barry?
Oh, thanks for the interview, Nick. Well, it was just, I mean, it's 12 years ago now, but I remembered it just like it was yesterday. So I'd like to be one of the first to sign up for the people in Surrey. I'd like to come over and join in with your volunteers.
What did you find yourself doing, and who were you talking to, and how were you helping them?
Okay, well, I was a driver. I had a brand new car, a big limousine to drive. And I drove one of the IOC members around all the venues while he presented medals. And then I had to drive him to restaurants, to meetings, and so on and so forth.
So rather than just being a spectator at the Olympics, you felt like you were participating and making it a success.
Absolutely. It was it was just an incredibly full, absorbing event. It was almost, I probably had a 1 or 2 hour sleep a night because I was so excited about being part of it, and it was tremendous.
And Denise, this is exactly the sort of thing that you're hoping other people will get out of it in Surrey this year.
Absolutely. What a great way of advertising what we're doing, and I thank the gentleman so much. He's absolutely right. You know, this is also, Nick, about giving an opportunity for Surrey to promote our local business. And the other thing is to remember that what we show visitors, what impression they get, will depend that they come back again.
Just before you go, Denise, there have been signs that my newsreader, Peter Stewart, has sent me photographs of, which have been popping up, it seems, over the county. The one that he noticed was on the A3 heading into Surrey, that the county council sign has an addition to it saying Surrey, the home of the 2012 Olympic cycling event, which is all very nice. But I know that road signs cost a fortune. How many of these have been put up and how much have they cost?
I can't give you an approximate number or the cost, but I can promise you it's not you know, prohibitive. It's not a huge amount.
Could you get back to us? Because it would be very interesting to know, because I can't quite see what purpose they serve.
Well, it means that the signs will stay there almost in perpetuity, and the fact that Surrey is a host county is something that, you know, we need to celebrate. But, of course, I'll get back to you about that. Absolutely, no problem.
That'd be great, and good luck with your recruitment campaign. My thanks to Denise Saliagopoulos from Surrey County Council and Barry Rutherford, who was a volunteer at the Sydney Olympics in the year 2000.